Hello, everybody. Welcome to another weekly Kale for Sale sesh. How are you guys tonight? Dawson's over here having some technical difficulties.
So, Emma, you can take it solo for a little.
Yeah, I can definitely take it solo, but actually I figured out the problem. I totally figured out the problem.
Hi. Amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, there we go. Just some brief technical difficulties to start the show, but that's fine. We're good.
It's just all about, changing the soundboard really, really does not bode well for me. This is Kale for Sale.
We've got...
Wouldn't be a Kale for Sale without some weirdness in the beginning.
True. We've got Meredith. Myself is Meredith.
Amazing. Doss is back with us.
Doss is here again. And, of course, Emma, who already said hi, because her mic
It's me,
working.
Emma. My mic's been working the whole time.
So, Emma, do you want to introduce our theme this week? Because it's an Emma Herdman original.
It's actually not an Emma Herdman original.
Oh, okay.
I have to give the credit to Ryan Kirker, who's not listening. He just texted me that he's currently having a mental breakdown because of a group project.
Shoot.
And
wait, it's the summer.
No, not when you're on a quarter system, baby. Or trimester system. Whatever Drexel's on, he doesn't have summer. But... shout out to him. This is originally his idea, but we made it our own. So the theme for tonight is, do I dance or do I cry? Mm-hmm. Interpret that as you will. It can be either songs you would cry to, songs you would dance to, or a little mix of the two.
Yeah. Just however you want to interpret it, whatever you're feeling But hopefully with every song you feel some sort of intense emotion. That's really what we're trying
to
do.
Yeah, that's truly... it's all
so
about
get
keeping
yourself
emotions
in that
high.
State, and we're going to play some tunes.
Yeah.
So, let's roll.
Enjoy.
Well, I got money in the bank. And I got a car to drive. So the hands of my guitar, it seems to lie. Cause I got a love that won't quit, and I got time to rest. I got a clear, able mind that sees my life, it's going just fine. Yeah, cause everything I need is right here in my hands. I need the mic, stand up a little bit. Jen, pick a mic, stand up. My God has up and gone. I'll never write a really big, huge hit song. My love, she's gonna leave me. My love, she's gonna leave me. I said my love, she's gonna leave me hanging. But everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here. Thank you.
keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's breathing warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's super.
Welcome back from those tunes. We had a mix of like a do I dance, do I cry song, a maybe I cry song, and a I probably will dance song. But yeah. Also, I don't wanna tell you how
you
to
could
feel.
Dance and cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Cry and dance. Cry or dance
we've
and
got
cry.
A couple shout outs to do to start off the show. The first one goes out to Romy and Kate. Hopefully they're listening.
Yes.
They told us they would.
My cat.
My cat, Romy.
I can't do that voice on air.
Another one goes out to Sean Merchant, who has been just so loyal and already gave us a request. So
love
we'll be
you,
playing
baby.
That later. And another one goes out to Danny, who I think is also listening. So, yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's see how many listeners we have. I don't know.
There's usually a place that says it, but maybe not today.
Four.
What?
Nice. That we know of. Because I can't read the actual number.
We could have just named all four of them then.
Yeah. No, we have more.
Yeah, we probably have more than four.
We just can't see them.
We can't find it. And
so 50, probably.
Anyway.
Probably.
A million.
7.5
billion.
Yeah.
Is that how many people there are in the world?
Yeah.
We're already to 0.5. I feel like we just reached 7 billion.
I just read 0.5
billion
an
a day,
article
actually.
About...
increases.
I just watched... when I say read an article, I mean like watched a mini video about like
right.
sustainability an things. And it said 7.5 billion people on the planet.
Damn. Oh.
Someone check me on it. I'll check myself.
Yeah. Do we have any stories of dancing or crying?
I dance a lot, so.
I'm a professional.
I think I recently had a dream about being a. I actually. Okay, this isn't really a story about dancing, but I do.
Okay.
Most of my music listening happens when I go on runs, because normally I'll listen to podcasts if I'm just doing stuff, because I'm an intellectual. And
dang. Cannot say the same for myself.
Yeah. And so I normally like run to music, and I like envision myself being like a super good dancer and choreographing like
I
myself.
Actually do that a lot too. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like if a song's really I do that in the car a lot.
I started
then I can do the hand movements too that I'm imagining, you know, just like a little like boop bop with my hands. Totally.
Just for the listeners, yeah. Emma just fact-checked how many people there are in the world, and there are 7.5 billion.
As of May 2017, so very recently.
Wow.
I started doing the choreography thing when I was in elementary school because we had, like, school lip syncs. And
whoa, that's so fun.
I would, like, always, like, have wet dreams about myself, like, winning lip sync, literally. Yeah. And then... So, like, in my waking hours, I would, like, choreograph cool dance videos of myself in my head, but I never actually did it. But I did perform the entire Napoleon Dynamite dance in, like, fifth grade.
A fun story that's similar to that is in sixth grade, me and my friends, we had a school talent show, and we performed the Hoedown Throwdown, of course.
Classic.
And we messed it up a lot. But
that's kind of fun.
We were in sixth grade, so... Everyone was like, wow, they're so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's how middle school is. But
when I was in sixth grade, I was in a choir, and we had a little dance performance for choir, not really sure why. And
wow, multimedia
we
choir.
We chose Soulja Boy, so.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, truly, we did.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No. You guys would have gone viral if that
happened. In the age of now. It was really well, actually. I was also in African drumming in middle school.
Ooh, Kinoi? But the... different?
No. What is Kinoi?
Kinoi is an African drumming group at this university.
At this university. Oh, I should join, you're right.
Yeah. But, by the way, what is everyone listening to right now?
What am I listening to?
As in, what is this... that we're doing that
WMFO.
Oh, I see you're prompting me.
I'm prompting
this
you.
This is Kale for Sale, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Whoa. That is the answer to your question, Emma.
Yes.
Thanks for asking that. You know, just in case anyone
was curious.
And also a reminder to people who maybe tuned in a little later is that our theme for this week is Do I Dance or Do I Cry?
Yeah.
And so we have a couple more coming up.
Should we get that going, maybe?
Let's get that going.
I agree.
And this next one is requested by Sean. So, all him.
Sean.
Maybe the one after.
Yo, this one here goes out to all my players out there, man, you know, that got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man, like, took all the bullshit, but then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave.
Sorry, Sean, this one's not your request.
In the middle of the night, and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could've sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing, and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody but my own girl. So lonely, Mr. Lonely. Let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart. Baby, you were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. The world ain't never met a girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never
never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy, but now so lonely. So lonely.
This one's for you, Sean.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
That was beautiful music.
I'm crying and dancing right now.
Yeah. That's kind of the goal of the whole bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's been good. I just did learn that we have a new listener. Ryan Kirker actually has tuned in.
Wow. That's so exciting.
Yeah. He was having a rough night, but seems like he shook it off to listen to Kale for Sale.
Wow. Yeah. I'm feeling honored. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty it's pretty chill of him.
Pretty chill. Pretty chill. Yeah. Pretty chill.
We don't really have anything to say. I just kind of like the sound of our voices.
You're not wrong.
Oh, wait. Wow.
When was the last time you cried?
Elizabeth Valero is also listening, for the record.
Cool. I already told you, I can't remember, which is, I actually think it's good that I can't remember, because I think that means that I've normalized crying more.
Hmm.
You know, it's a thought I've had.
But interesting.
Mine is kind of sporadic. There are times when I cry a lot. I was watching a movie recently, and I was like really emotional about it, but I don't remember what movie it is. So I'll try to get that. I'll try to get that in my mind for the next time we talk, and then I can share that with
everyone.
I remember
the first time that I cried at a movie. I must have been like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
Wait,
sitting on
what?
The couch.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that one of your like first memories?
In Celebration, Florida.
Celebration, Florida. Dossie grew up in Celebration, Florida.
I spent 8 months of my life there, but during that time, I did cry for the first time.
Wait, okay. Can you clarify? Were you 2 or 3, or were you 8 months?
I turned... Oh, it was a period of 8 months when I was...
Right. Of course.
It was actually 3 to 4.
Gotcha.
Moved there when I was 3, left when I was 4.
Gotcha.
8 months there.
Anyway,
so I was probably Florida. Like 3 years old, and I cried at The Fox and the Hound when...
Oh,
the,
wow.
There's like a train scene or something. And
don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Some people haven't seen it.
The fox falls from the bridge. And
so to clarify, you're saying at 3 or 4 years of age, you cried at Fox and Hound.
Yes.
When you were living there for 8 months.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Living. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our listeners are asking questions about it, but...
In Celebration, Florida, too, which is kind of funny because she was celebrating, she was crying.
Wait.
I was crying.
That reminds me of
which is actually illegal in Celebration, Florida.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Gosh.
The first movie I cried to in theaters was Marley and Me, which feels very basic, I'm going to be honest. I feel like that was a lot of people's, you know, that's a classic sad movie. Because dogs, you mean?
The first movie I cried to was My Girl.
Oh, I've never seen
and
My Girl.
And I was like
but the trailer
13
looks
or
really
14.
Cute. That was the first movie you cried to?
I, like, had an issue when I was a child where I, like, couldn't cry. Like, I, like, have, in my old age, become, like, a softie, but,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's not the Emma we know now.
Yeah. What? Yeah, wait, you know the crying Emma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm
about to say. I cry all the time now.
Yeah. As we all do.
Yeah. Anyway, I think, as per consensus of our listeners... the main thing that's making people cry these days is bad software, such as Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Office.
Yeah, that's also what I'm getting from our listeners.
As in...
That absolutely is the main cause of concern.
Is turned on for Ryan, and he wants the creator of Excel to come fight him.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
I felt that.
All the time.
I mean, totally.
Me and Microsoft Office... head-to-head.
Enemies.
I'm going to be honest. I'm faking it right now. I'm a huge Google Drive user, so I never use Microsoft.
I've had so many issues with Excel, man. I did so many administrative jobs in high school. I don't know why. I do know why, because I didn't have skills, and they're easy jobs to do because the adults that do them are even worse at it than you are.
True.
And... I still find myself in administrative jobs, and I still don't know what I'm doing, but I just kind of beg, borrow, and steal my way through.
Yep.
And that's really maybe the theme of the show. It's a dance.
It's a dance. Beg, borrow, steal,
it's
dance.
It's all a dance.
It's all a dance.
And with that,
we're back to some tunes.
The girl them skill art, chick. Thunderball. So me give it to, so me give it to, so me give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Chanda Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out from the floor. From you don't want a workplace performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steamed fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Expose and girl, you got the chest out. But you know we a start, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a flat to become me, God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this street drop it and I bridge it on flavor show. Time for me make baby now, to stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I know fits and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. With a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love, all your fitting and your blouse and your fatting and your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't want a workplace performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steamed fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Say in her voice, in her way, does she love me? With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday.
Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking. Holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher. Your dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday. Can
you got to move slowly?
I really like this theme, I have to say. I feel like we're doing right by it.
Yeah, definitely.
So guys, we have a don't drink and drive PSA.
Spoiler alert. It's about don't drink and drive.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Radio? I haven't heard that version on Tufts Freeform Radio. They should have that on our little doo-wop little thing we say at the beginning of the... We should say Tufts Freeform Educational Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just giving you a...
Yeah.
For the highly educated.
Only for the highly educated. And those who appreciate... Freeform in its freest
form.
And it's Brius Manor.
It's Brius Manor. Exactly.
True.
Man. Sorry, guys. I'm really, this whole break, I've been making a rainbow array of Instagram things to see if I can make my grid look pretty.
And it's,
and the truth comes out. She was just sitting over there on her phone. In
I was
the studio,
like,
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow,
looking
what
at
the
my
heck
phone.
Is it? No, it's yeah. Maybe some cool new gram post coming to you
at
in the next couple days.
Follow her
at Emma Jalen, EMMAJEHLEN, all low caps. I'll spell that for you one more time. No, I'm kidding. Follow me.
Yeah. Doss, you wanna throw out your Insta handle?
For sure. EDOS96. And I'm potentially gonna throw out an Instagram soon.
We've been thinking about
which is big news.
That's big news. That's you'll big get news. If you do follow Doss, you will get the notification that says one of your followers just shared a post for the first time in a while.
That would be me.
And if you don't have enough of those notifications, you wanna hit a follow
on Doss.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm also gonna do it.
Yeah.
Are you trying to sabotage me? At MEREDITH_CLARKE because one underscore was taken.
Is that Meredith underscore?
Darn it.
Clark?
Yeah. I wonder if my first last name is taken. We should probably talk about this maybe.
Yeah, this is maybe we've got more songs for you.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Hit those follows. Get excited for Emma's rainbow stuff. Keep crying, keep dancing.
Keep dancing.
Keep feeling those emotions.
Yes.
I'm just miss you. You're not even mine. Met your fucking girlfriend. She was looking perfect. Thought that I could change you. Fuck, it isn't working. I don't know if I'm the one to blame, but every time I hear you say my name, I can't move. I can't eat or sleep. I'm doomed. It's not fun for me. Sucking on a bottle of Jim Beam, wishing it was you. Yeah, I'm sucking on a bottle of Jim Beam, wishing it was you. You put both your arms around me, said you're glad you found me, but only as a friend. My broken heart is pounding. Maybe I'm just selfish, but baby, I can't help it. Look me in the eyes and say you never felt it. I don't know if I'm the one to blame, but every time I hear you say my name, I can't move. I can't eat or sleep. I'm doomed. I can't fucking breathe. Sucking on a bottle of Jim Beam, wishing it was you. Thought that you should know. If you take out the garbage, I'll pay for the phone. I don't need a wedding. Let's stay home instead. We could both confess things we've never even said.
Boys, boys, boys. get lost in your Ferrari. Not psychotic or dramatic. I like boys and that is that. It's love it when you call me legs. In the morning, buy me eggs. Watch your heart when we're together. Boys like you love me forever.
She is amazing.
What a note to go out on.
What a night to go out on. I hope that made you cry or dance. Cry tears of happiness. Something we were talking about earlier is how versatile crying is.
That's true. crying is a versatile bodily function, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It so is.